Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Finns still getting disrespected. More on that after this. Hurricane season is here. Recently we realized it's not just hurricane season that can hurt us. My in-laws had a pipe burst in their home. Our hotel for our wedding weekend had the main pipe burst. Any time of year, things can happen to your home or business. And the insurance company can be your friend, but they also can be your enemy. Horizon Public Adjusters, Justina Testa, are here for you to help this process go so much easier. Before you call the insurance company, call Horizon Public Adjusters and Justina Testa at 954-809-8752. Would you go into court without an attorney? No. So why would you go up against an insurance company without Horizon Public Adjusters and Justina Testa? First of all, they give you a free 11-point inspection, 7 to 10 times more money recovered with a public adjuster than if you went on your own. If there's no recovery, there's no fee. They work for you, not the insurance company. They'll minimize your stress and maximize your claim. Any and all insurance claims, Horizon Public Adjusters and Justina Testa are here for you. Give them a call at 954-809-8752. Why go up against insurance companies alone when you can have Horizon Public Adjusters and Justina Testa on your side?
State of Florida versus Casey Marie Anthony. We, the jury, find the defendant not guilty.
The law, my boy, puts us into everything. It's the ultimate backstage pass.
Four person. Charging defendant Aaron Hernandez. What say you, Madam Four Person?
Guilty.
Just the facts, ma'am.
We, the jury, find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, all truth, nothing but the truth?
Slightly. What have I got to lose?
Don't believe a word he says, Your Honor. He's crazy.
You have to say I am super excited for our partnership with Destination Sport Miami. It is going to be something that we've never seen. Not only in South Florida, not only in Florida, not only in America, but North America, the largest multi-sport indoor facility, almost 1 million square feet, and it will be right here in South Florida. I'm so stoked that in the next couple of years, it will be here. We will be bringing you lots of things like we did the last couple of days where we had Randy Moss yesterday and Jill Ellis, who was the head coach of back-to-back World Cup championships for the U.S. Women's National Team. Brian Trottier, Glenn Rice will be joining us, Levon Hernandez, so much more from Destination Sports Miami. So excited for them to be with us here on the Defoe Show. I'm also excited that tonight kicks off NFL football. With that, you have Miami Dolphins. And it's interesting, as someone who's been sort of not sure about Brian Flores and the Miami Dolphins, the national media is sort of pushing me to be sure. Because teams like the Chargers, the Broncos, and the Patriots have all this playoff love, Dolphins have more talent than all three of those teams. The Dolphins had a much better record than all three of those teams last year, and their quarterback is now in year two, and most people think he'll be improved. If that's the case, why wouldn't the Dolphins vastly exceed those three teams? So to me, I don't think the Dolphins are a Super Bowl contender, but I think they're a legitimate playoff contender, and I'm actually looking forward to this weekend for them to knock one of those on their belt and not take out the Patriots, who Mac Jones, whatever he is, he ain't Tom Brady yet. And I think Brian Flores and that Dolphins defense should have fun. And the Patriots defense, I think, is highly overrated. And I think you're going to see the Dolphins receivers being healthy. I think you're going to see their line be decent. The run game will be okay. And I think you're going to see Tua soar. And the Dolphins start off strong this weekend. Luby's Law for today is, I don't know what's wrong with the national media. I guess the Dolphins have been for so long that they've sort of forgotten them. But the Dolphins have way more talent than the Broncos, Patriots, and the Chargers. And I think their quarterback is right there as good, if not better, than all three. I think the Dolphins are going to have a nice year, and I think it's going to start this weekend. This is Luby's Law.
You've lost that love and feeling, which I marched down the aisle to on two occasions. It was one of those, Karen, that was all we had. That was all they had. They only had a couple of musical choices, none of which were particularly good.
I feel like that says something, if that's all you can walk to the aisle
You never close your eyes. That part's good. But when the chorus starts and everybody's singing in the audience, feeling. You've lost that love and feeling.
There is nothing better than Defoe. It's now time for The Defoe Show.
So suddenly I'm in love with a stranger. I can't
believe she's
mine.
Sorry, Dolphins.
Welcome back to
Dolphins
the show.
Dolphins fans everywhere. Jason Jenkins, Brian Flores. I apologize ahead of time. I probably did kibosh your entire season.
Oh,
and I'm sorry for that.
I was sick during that entire rendition there of Luby's Law. You talk about Kiss of Death. You talk about Grim Reaper. You talk about having no chance right now. You talk about Rachel Nichols. Barry Melrose. I mean, known Kisses of Death.
I just don't. Okay, look. That aside, let me ask you, because you watch NFL. And
yes.
The Broncos weren't good, right? Am I missing something? The Chargers, I know everyone loves Justin Herbert. And they get Derwin James, so they should be improved. But record-wise, they weren't as good as the Dolphins. The Patriots, and I get it, they get all these people back, and they signed every tight end, and Belichick's the best. But again, all these teams on paper had less talent than the Dolphins, and by most accounts, people think Tua will at least be improved. So why would it be assumed that the Dolphins aren't in that discussion? Like, nationally, they're not even bringing up the Dolphins. They're like the 10th or 11th team in the AFC, and I don't get that.
The Dolphins have done a tremendous job under Brian Flores, and I haven't really put my finger on the pulse of how, but a tremendous job of winning games that we would otherwise consider to be completely lost. I mean,
yes.
You have to think about that. We mentioned it. I was trying to do the math on this. They go 5-4 in their last 9 2 years ago after starting 0-7, and that was maybe the ugliest 0-7 in the history of sport, was it not? As the first couple of games were just massive, I mean, crucifying blowouts. So ugly. I mean, people were talking about that team being the worst of all time in NFL history. And they appeared, without question, headed for an 0-16 season. So somehow, while sending all of their good players elsewhere during that campaign and accumulating draft picks, which can only help you out possibly if you're right about them, 4 or 5 years maybe down the road, I mean, I guess you can get some immediate impact players, but... And hopefully the Dolphins have. With Tua, his impact was not immediate, but if he's good this year, then certainly that was not a wasted endeavor to get him with the number 5 overall pick. But we shall see. We don't know. I mean, we don't have the answers to that. That's the problem. But to win 10 games the ensuing year, and they did get blown out by Buffalo, which was a little bit of a shot to the body there. Looks like he's taking one to the liver. I tell you what, he's going to need 5 minutes to recover. Right? That was a shot below the belt, but it was certainly, a haymaker came from the clouds, and you said, my God, we're not even in this game. But they had still, at that point, won 15 of their previous 25, which isn't bad. I mean, that's a 60% winning percentage. And you would have never thought that the way that they approached the original landscape of the franchise, which was to get rid of everything that they had. Everything, right?
Exactly.
I'm throwing out all the furniture, dear. No, we're not moving that couch. And then, I mean, with quarterback issues and still the usual story on the offensive line. So I don't know how they've done it. I mean, there was a cartoon back in the day. My brother used to like it in Mad Magazine called Spy versus Spy. Are you familiar with this piece of art? Spy versus Spy. And that should be the theme. Why aren't people talking about that in this game with Brian Flores and Bill Belichick? There's one guy, is going to have, I mean, you would have to think that Belichick is well aware of everything that Flores is doing and vice versa. Consequently, you would have to think that, and both are of the defensive, I mean, their DNA is on the defensive side of the football, if I can use it. Is that the first cliche? Yeah,
yes.
They're on the defensive side of the ball there.
Side of the ball, yes. It can't just be the defense. It's defensive side of the ball. Yes, because you have
but
to
But who knows
that.
Better what Bill Belichick likes to do offensively, especially if he's going to be, I don't know that he's shackled with this kid, Mac Jones, but you would imagine he's not going to be.
You don't have a backup. I didn't realize that. I give
him
a greater credit.
What happened to Hoyer?
That.
Where's Brian Hoyer?
Oh, good.
He's not there?
That probably is. You're probably not wrong. That probably is their backup. Okay.
Wasn't he on their roster? Brian Hoyer.
He
I
was.
Thought I saw him schlepping in there behind Cam Newton, and didn't he play like that whole first game?
He was on
that,
their
that has to be, extremely uninspiring to the Patriot fans, no? When Brian Hoyer comes in the game?
Honestly,
are they Are they backers of Brian Hoyer? I mean, anytime you have Brian Hoyer, he must have some skill, right? He's been in the NFL for like 32 years. He broke in with Y.A. Tittle. See, you could tell, you're going to say that I'm crazy on this, but I did mention this right away, that you could tell that Belichick had a lot of confidence in Mac Jones like the very first snaps that he took.
You said it.
I did say that. I mean, every now and then we come up with an observation that seems to have at least the slightest foundation of relevance. But I did think that. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to work, and you would think that any number. John Kajemi was all over this, too, saying that Flores, and it would be natural logic to deduce that Flores will come up with a zillion ways to try and harass and decode what it is that Belichick's going to try and do while playing it safe with Mac Jones. A very interesting game from the spy versus spy standpoint, which is appropriate, too, because we're talking about the Patriot organization.
Yep.
Where spying is okay.
And Brian Flores learned it from Belichick. And you would think that this should be the coach and the protege going at each other. And if, whatever you want to say about Tua, at least he was there last year, and Mac Jones wasn't. Like, that shouldn't matter.
See, I'm okay with spying on the other team, and that goes back to my early roots in sports journalism. When I was working at the Fontana Herald News, and a guy took over for one of those long time, it was like a Bear Bryant situation with the coach there. They had some venerable coach, but a guy that I was sort of friendly with, named Dick Bruick, took over as the head coach, and the knock on Bruick was he had been suspended by the California High School Athletic Association for a year for spying on, like, Rialto during a practice session. So that was big back in the day, and because I was friendly with Bruick, and, we naturally tried to shrug this off. Can you believe this? They suspended the guy for a year? Because when he took over as the Fontana High School head football coach, it was like, I mean, he was to Fontana what John Robinson was to Los Angeles when he was coaching at USC. This was big stuff, Luby. So we tended to take lightly the idea of spying on a practice. Like, what could you possibly learn by doing it? Why would you even bother? What would be the bigger question, right? If you went to a Dolphins practice, Luby, and filmed what they were doing, do you think you would really find anything out that was unique to, playing the Dolphins once they hit the field?
No, we've been at practices.
Yeah.
Nothing happens. Like, they don't, you said it.
Nothing.
You
zero.
Talked about it. They make dinner. They call the family. You know, they take
playing
a nap.
Chess.
Yeah. They don't do anything. It's like a walkthrough.
Like, Tua is shooting a breeze with Marino.
Exactly.
Right? Celebrities are on the sideline there. Mickey Rourke is, hitting a speed bag on the sidelines, getting ready to go in and catch a pass. Nothing's happening there.
No.
I mean, what is the sensation about this? Anyway, Belichick is one of those guys, I think, like Bob Baffert, probably doesn't need the edge, but for some reason feels like he has to take it.
Yes.
Right? Is that just being super competitive and maybe being a little bit of a schmank about it?
Yes.
All right, we're coming back with more. We have the Exotica tickets to give away. If you want to give us a call here and claim those, and let me get you the details on this real quickly here before we make our exit. 866-801-0940 would be the number to call, 866-801-0940. And we have four pairs of these. We'll give them all away. First four people that want them, if we get that many, win a pair of general admission tickets to Exotica Expo 2021 at the Miami Airport Convention Center from September 17th to the 19th. This show is going on, and the tickets are good for a one-day admission. Exotica is the largest adult event in the United States of America dedicated to love and sex. Two great things to endeavor into. Taking place over 3 days, Exotica is and was created for like-minded adults who were looking to celebrate sexy. Luby's going, right? You copped a pair of these tickets
Not
yourself?
Yet, but I plan on trying to go. The wife already told her about it. She loves it. We have a good time. It's really cool if you're single or in a relationship. It's a lot of fun. It's adult, but we have a really good time. They do a really good job.
We make it very easy for you. Just call Luby at 866-801-0940, and the first four people that want those tickets, they're yours. It's all yours. Speaking of all yours, the Greek is all yours today, 3 o'clock. The Marlins get underway at 6:40, so 6 o'clock for the pregame show with Kyle Seeloff. And the Marlins now need to go 13-10 in the deal Volkswagen run for 71. This Brian Dela Cruz has been awesome. Three hits last night, including lining one off the center field wall, which was officially designated as a single, but it produced the game-winning run in 10 And the Marlins, still not mathematically eliminated, although hard to imagine them playing over 500 baseball for 23 games, Libby. Is that a bit far-fetched?
It feels like it. I'm trying to be positive.
Alcantara.
They played better lately, and Alcantara was a monster yesterday.
I mean, you have to love this. A late-season start by your ace, and he strikes out 14 Mets, goes 9 innings. Is that his first complete game? I mean, it wasn't a complete game, I guess, because it went 10. But nonetheless, 9 innings of work, 4 hits, Sandy Alcantara. Real monster effort late in the season. It was late September, and I really should be back at school. That's probably the worst Rod Stewart.
Yeah, that wasn't great.
I wasn't trying to sound like Rod, right? He had that raspy voice.
Yeah,
he was great.
Not Rod.
Is he still playing in Las Vegas? I can't remember if I saw his picture on a sign, Rod Stewart. I think he was. I think he was playing at Caesars. But at a date past the time that we were leaving for the big 70th birthday celebration. All right, so the run for 71 is still alive. Big Al says that we're both wimps.
I hope he's right. I haven't said it's over. I'm not. It doesn't feel great. It doesn't feel like last year, put it that way.
I think Big Al's been smoking some formaldehyde or something. I don't know. I hate to think this. Jeter inducted into the Hall of Fame yesterday. And everybody said that he was as distinguished as ever, Derek Jeter, into the Hall of Fame. Will he make the Hall of Fame as a baseball executive? At this stage, you would have to think that would be a prohibitive proposition. All right, back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
But we're hopeful, are we not, Luby? I mean, this is the great thing about having money on any sporting endeavor, right? We're still alive. We're still talking about it.
Yeah.
Everybody else, it's off the radar. You see any Marlin highlights on TV when they do the sports cast? No, nothing. Guy can hit a grand salami, walk-off fashion, ninth inning to beat the Dodgers, and you still wouldn't see a highlight. It's 9:22. We found this gentleman to be fascinating, Josh Booty, who, of course, many of you remember from his stint with the then Florida Marlins, now Miami Marlins, and, of course, went on to great fame as an LSU quarterback and was a big sports figure here in town for many, many years. Josh Booty joins us here on the show. All right, so you come off the field after just particularly hideous, and, you know, you realize as soon as you let it go, this is going to be one ugly pick. What's it like as you're crossing the sideline to see, I mean, and you could probably see that face almost sense it from a mile away as you come to a steamed Nick Saban. What is that experience like, Josh Booty?
I think I still got some of his spit hanging, you know, from my face.
Enjoy your trip to work with lots of laughs, thanks to Defoe and Luby. Now on the Defoe Show.
We're trying to dig up a little Zydeco for Josh Booty. Introduced one of the real big stars state of Louisiana has produced. He joins us now from the Believe It podcast. And I guess some old school New Orleans jazz is cool. Josh, how are you? Good to have you on the program.
Man, always a pleasure. I love the Zydeco music. I can't wait for Mardi Gras to roll back around again. Of course, COVID threw that off the last few years. So it'll be fun to have it back. Hopefully it'll be a lot of fun. How are you guys?
And, we're good. How crazy do you dress when you go to this Mardi Gras thing?
I don't dress too crazy. I go to a couple of the events where you know, it's like tux and formal thing at the Superdome. The Endymion Ball is the big one we go to on Saturday nights. And Bacchus is the big one that a lot of people do on Sunday nights. So I enjoy the big events that are usually indoors in the Superdome or the Convention Center. But it's a lot of fun to be down there for a couple of days, and then it gets overwhelming. You got to get out of there. But it has been some fun weekends, that's for sure.
There's no big celebration going on LSU and UCLA, which
no.
I was duped, like a lot of people. I don't know that duped is the proper terminology because it may rebound for LSU, but I thought UCLA was highly overrated going into that game, and at LSU, all of the material that we were reading, everybody was saying, oh, my God, you know what, everybody's underestimating how good they're going to be, and yet another bag of charcoal underneath the chair of Ed Orgeron after game one. Yeah. What did you make of that?
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Well, he's 5-6 since winning the national championship and going undefeated 2 years ago. Of course, when he had the great team with Burrow and Aranda as the defensive coordinator and Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator. I gave y'all some crazy information because I really thought they were going to roll. And I thought it was going to be much like the Bama-Miami game, to be honest with you. And UCLA just showed up and played well, ran the ball well, threw the ball well when they did throw big chunks of yardage. Our secondary didn't play as well as I thought they would. We've really got two good corners, Stingley and Elias Ricks, two kids that could be potential first-rounders. That's why I thought we'll shut the pass down. If we can stop the run, we're going to run away with this game. And we weren't able to stop the run, and then they killed us on a couple of deep balls, 175-yarder for a touchdown. It was just one of those days. It looked like we were kind of playing in slow motion, and you'd think that, you know, LSU having a chance, first time ever to go out to Pasadena and play in the Rose Bowl in that stadium as a university, as a football team, and just have that kind of showing. I know the fans showed up too. LSU had probably more fans than UCLA in the stadium. For them not to show up and play well, and especially because Ed's got to make a statement. I mean, we all know it's hot as balls. His seat's hot, you know. he needs to worry about a whole lot of things. And when you can't stop the run early in the year, and now he's got two new coordinators this year because they fired the two from last year, Ensminger and Pelini. So I mean, he had to start over with these two new coordinators, and for them to lay an egg game one is not good.
Let me ask you specifically about that, because Defoe and I, even before we were acquainted with you, always joked about Ed Orgeron being on the hottest seat. So they won the title 2 years ago, and usually in sports that gives you leeway. Well, we've seen in the SEC, Gene Chizik did it 2 years later. Mm-hmm. He was out. SEC winning a title doesn't mean anything if you already show signs of confusion. I know you're bouncing back between South Florida and Louisiana. What is the word there? Mm-hmm. Because, again, they're less than a year removed, 2 years removed from a title. But it feels like people are already going, did he win the title or did Joe Brady win the title? And the questions are still there with Ed Orgeron even after that title.
Well, I think everybody realizes he's only as good as the people around him. And that's playing quarterback. That's being a head coach. That's being a lot of things in business, as a, you know, running a corporation. But I think that it was such a bad year last year. They went 5-6. If they would have gone 8-3 or 9-2 or even 7-5, but to go 5-5 last year and to lose in the way they did, especially early, I mean, it was just one of those things where people got real frustrated real fast, and they know he's not an X's and O guy. He's a recruiter and a defensive line coach, so they know his MO. They know who he is, right? And they're looking for Les Miles. It happened to Les Miles down there. He won a national championship, a lot like Gene Chizik, won a national championship and was out 3 or 4 years later. I think it could happen to him, Ed, a little sooner, because I heard he's alienating some people down there too, and I don't know if he's acting like he's the big shot or what, but he needs to really focus on getting him some wins this year, and that was not a good way to start. He could bring this thing back together. No one thinks that LSU is going to be an undefeated team this year. That's for darn sure. So if he can get him 9 wins and he can get him right back himself right back in the mix, I just don't see how he can when they got to play Florida, Auburn, Alabama, A&M. I mean, all those teams are going to be favored over them, and that's not talking about Ole Miss, who can score a bunch of points, and Mississippi State, Mike Leach and his bunch. I mean, this thing could get real hairy for him, and we're going to see it unfold right in front of our face in the next 10, 11 weeks.
Josh Booty, of course, a first-round pick of the then Florida Marlins, played on the 97 championship team here in South Florida, quarterbacked Louisiana State, and took them to great heights. One of the distinguished athletes to come from the state of Louisiana. All right, we were in a state of shock I don't know if it was shock. I mean, obviously Alabama was a tall order for anybody opening week of the season. Nick Saban, sensational in that spot, and has a team that looked to be light years ahead of everybody and just absolutely dismantling Miami. But did the blowout proportions of that ball game, especially early on when the Canes couldn't tackle your grandmother, Josh, and generated zero offense and seemed to be scared to try and go toe-to-toe with Alabama, yeah, with real conservative play calling. Did that surprise you in any way, the dimensions of this beating that Miami took at the hands of Alabama? You played for Nick Saban when he was at Louisiana State, and you were both there. You know how clever he can be, but did you expect, yeah, anything close to that level of domination?
Well, you know, when you give Saban a full offseason, prepare for one game, I mean, it's hard to beat him when you might have a bye week before you play him. And LSU has done that a few times. You get bye weeks and you know, a couple of weeks of preparation for Saban goes a long way. But when you give him a full offseason with that many players out there on the field that can hurt you, especially on defense, Miami looked like they couldn't muster up first downs. And we saw how dominant that Alabama defense can be. There's been runs where, you know, when Saban has been a head coach there at Alabama, where it looks like they're unbeatable. They looked unbeatable. Bryce Young played phenomenal. They were able to three or four running backs could run the ball, you know, as good as anybody in the country. They got receivers galore. Michi three, first possession, touchdown. I mean, and then they get so far ahead of you that you got to get out of your offense. They play so well on defense early that you have to get out of your offense late, and then you become one-dimensional. And then that's when they really can peel back and you know, I guess, pin their ears back and come after you. And then it makes for a very, very, very tough day for a guy like De'Aaron King, because, you know, he's got to throw the football. But they got these pass rushers that can bring it, and great defensive players, linebackers at every level. The safeties and corners are great, too. I mean, they're the best players in the country, and then when they get ahead, you get one-dimensional, and then it's lights out. And I think that's what happened, is Bama got a couple of scores ahead. Miami had to do some things maybe that they weren't accustomed to having to play from behind, and then now Alabama's got you where they want you. So you've got to stay with Alabama early to have any chance to beat those boys. You've got to be able to score points early and often, or try to play with them. And when Miami wasn't able to play with them, you knew it was going to be over. Saban held the cards. And for you to beat Saban, you can't let him hold the cards all afternoon, because he will beat you down.
Well, let me ask you, people keep doing this thing now where it's not like there's four or five teams, there's just one in Alabama. I beg to differ. Like, I feel like Georgia, after all these years, finally has enough talent. They're the one team that's recruited right there with Alabama the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
They have a quarterback who's a veteran and hungry. And that defense, as good as Bama's is, that Georgia defense, if you can hold Clemson to no points offensively,
mm-hmm,
I don't care who the quarterback is. You're scary. I know you cover nationally, but you know the SEC well. What do you do with Georgia? Because it feels, yep, like they keep falling short. And to me, it seems like this may be their year.
Well, if I'm Georgia, I'm worried a little bit about the offense.
Yeah.
They didn't score a single offensive touchdown. But if I'm Alabama, I'm worried about Georgia too, because Georgia's defense was absolutely unbelievable. And for them to hold Clemson to no scores, and DJ Uiagalelei, who's an awesome quarterback, of course, probably maybe the first pick in the draft next year if he decides to come out. Him and Bryce Young are both going to be way up there on terms of quarterbacks on the draft board, and Bryce Young being the stud at Alabama. I think, you know, Georgia's got a great team. There's been a lot of seasons in the last decade where you say Georgia has probably got the first or second most athletes, you know, across the board. And they haven't been able to pull the whole thing off. I think Ohio State's another team that's like Georgia that could play Alabama strong. I mean, in football, you're only one injury or two injuries away from, you know, having to play a second or third string quarterback or something like that, and it looking a lot different. So teams like Georgia and Ohio State, even though Alabama looks unbeatable after week one, this thing could play out a whole lot different than what it looks like in week one. That's why you got to be good, lucky, healthy at the right times. You got to have the coaching staff. You got to have those, you know, those different position rooms full of talent across the board at the very top. And it's just Alabama's got more than anybody. I think you're right, though. Georgia's right behind them. Ohio State's right behind them. Clemson you know, they could have won that game too. They're right behind them as well. They're going to have to try to get back in the mix. It might be a little bit more difficult because of their schedule, but Georgia's, you know, they're a great football team, a really good coach football team, and if they can get some balance and score points, that Alabama game at the end of the year, if they play them, or they do play them, it's going to be unbelievable here in a couple weeks.
A lot of great questions that may, you know, go past my lifetime unanswered, but if you can help us with this one, Josh Booty. How on earth did the state of Connecticut justify paying Randy Edsall $1.6 million per year to go 6-32, my friend, on his return? And that was the only seat that was hotter than Ed Ogeron's fanny is experiencing right now, and he's gone after two games.
Yep. Yeah, they got to make some moves. I know he said he's going to coach the rest of the year, but, I mean, their football, their brand right now and the culture they create up there is terrible. So they've got to figure out what they're going to do up there. You know, I don't watch a lot of UConn football. I love their girls basketball, their men's basketball. But, you know, during football season, they have not been relevant in quite some time. So it's, you know, but guys are getting paid a lot of money to coach, you know, at the college ranks. I mean, we're seeing coordinators make over $2 million a year, and that was what head coaches made 20 years ago, 15 years ago. I can remember when Saban got to LSU, he wasn't making what coordinators are making now, and that was back in, you know, 2000. So the game has changed. These guys have got to produce, and, you know, everybody watches them. It's just like the Ed Orgeron story coming out of this year. It's like if he doesn't produce, he's gone, and he won a national championship two seasons ago. And so, you know, this thing, this college football is a monster business, and that's why what makes it fun, too, is that everybody really, really cares about how their team does, and it's almost like to the point where it's, you know, sometimes you don't even give these guys enough chance. You know, I've seen coaches in the past, they can, you know, maybe have three or four bad years, and then they come out of it, and you don't get that luxury anymore as a head coach.
I heard that there was a personal injury attorney in Connecticut, Lou Scheckman, who actually used this against the state, saying that if you could pay this guy $1.6 million, you couldn't fix the crack in the sidewalk that my client tripped over.
<That's>
And he demanded like awesome. Five times what the case normally would equate out to. All right, Josh, always a pleasure. The podcast is where can people catch it?
Yeah, on Believe Podcast Network. Every week I do a national show, and I do Twitter feeds. I do all kinds of different types of things. But if people can follow me on social media, it's at JoshBooty10. You can see all the stuff that I'm doing, and I put it on Twitter most of the time.
Always good stuff. Josh, thanks so much for being with us here today.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Anytime. Y'all have a good weekend. Enjoy
good
the Brady versus Cowboys tonight.
There you go, NFL, exactly.
That's right.
We had Brady as a shot fighter 4 years ago, Josh, just so you know what kind of people you're speaking with here on the show. All right, thanks. Josh Booty, ladies and gentlemen. Remember him with the Marlins, right, Louie? That's where I remember Josh even more than with his LSU quarterbacking days, playing for Nick Saban. But very nice job. Excellent football analyst. The podcast is worth checking out. Josh Booty, guest here on the ALT Depot Show, presented by Destination Sport Miami. We had a good time with those guys yesterday. Yeah, hopefully that'll happen, man. That Randy Moss thing has me intrigued, Luby. That is a very vital element that could be on the show. Huh? A little Randy Moss on a weekly basis.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I'm going to start working on it, and hopefully we can make something happen. At least get him on regularly. He's a good time.
You think he assumes we don't pay anybody to come on the show?
Well, he that's the thing. The payment part is that we're all working together with Destination Sport Miami. We're partners. So he wants to bring that brand as far as possible, as much as we do. So he wants to do whatever he can.
That was good, the way that you put it to him, too. You said, now you're our partner.
Well, that's what I wanted him to know, that because he came over. He wasn't sure if we were just doing some kind of broadcast or we were involved. And everyone we've dealt with Destination Sport Miami has been very clear that we're all in this together. And I wanted to make that clear to him.
All right, we're coming back with more, a lot more to do. If you want those Exotica tickets, so you can pick them up just by calling us at 866-801-0940. No on-air appearance necessary, as we have managed to abuse the clock once again here on 940 Winds and 1230 The Zone and around the world on the iHeartRadio app. So if you want tickets to the Exotica Expo And that's going to be the 2021 edition, Miami Airport Convention Center, 17th through the 19th. Just give Luby a call right now at 866-801-0940, and they're yours. Later on, you can give the Greek a call and talk with him on the air 3 to 5 this afternoon. And at 6 o'clock tonight, our Marlins coverage, the Marlins and the Mets in the finale of that series. And the Marlins triumphant last night with Brian De La Cruz coming through on a day where Derek Jeter was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
What's that, Lumi? You wish he could still play for us? It's 9:45. I like Miggy at short. Joins us on a Degenerate Friday, a Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday. We'll have that for you tomorrow. Now, is Mark Lawrence on board
Lawrence
for tomorrow, Lumi?
He's back in. The professor will be on. And I have to talk to the Greek, see if the Greek has time for us.
What's up with the Greek now? Is he back to sending it in with some cash? Because, I don't know, a guy that's going to give you games just making mind bets? What do you think? I don't know, Louis. I mean, it seems a little strange, doesn't it?
What?
I love the Greek.
Oh,
I mean,
Greek, yeah.
I wish him well.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's only making mind bets, how are you going to have him on? He has no conviction behind what he's saying at that point. You have to be sending it in. You know Mark Lawrence is sending it in. You know the professor is sending it in. I mean, you have to be living and dying with this stuff, no? To give out a selection on the air and say, oh, well, you know what? I kind of like Cleveland. All right, Brandon Lang liked the Washington football team over the Chargers. He liked the Denver Broncos over the Giants, who he said were horrible. And he liked the Rams over the Chicago Bears with Matthew Stafford at the helm. He also liked Northern Illinois, Iowa over Iowa State, and I can't read my writing on the last pick that he gave out on the college slate. Rice, I believe he liked Rice.
He did like Rice. He liked Rice. What was his first NFL game?
Washington. Are they playing the Chargers? I hope I got that right. Washington against the Chargers.
Okay.
The Washington football team.
That's the one game that I missed. So he liked Washington, who is in fact taking on the Los Angeles Chargers. Yes, sir.
Very good. Okay, that's Brandon Lang, two for the money, right? They made a movie about the guy, so he had to have something on the ball, that's for sure. All right, we're coming back with more. We'll wrap things up in a moment here on the ALT Defo Show, presented by Destination Sport Miami, a whole new thing there. And as we said, struck up a relationship yesterday with the great Randy Moss. And even though we kind of got bungled on the interview that we had because I believe we got knocked off the air in the middle of the thing, nonetheless, Randy then, of his own volition, came up to us and said, hey, I'd like to do something every week. So we're hoping that happens here on the show. That would be big, Luby. And a nice recovery from the disappointment of telling Ian Rappaport we didn't have $25 a week for him to come on the show from NFL Network. When you offered him $12.50, what did he say?
That was
all every other week. If we had to cough up a quarter, I think we could have come up with it. All right, back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
And that was before we were prospering, too, in this new wave of sponsorship. It's 9:54.
We will get, probably, most likely we will get less because I had a better deal 2 days ago.
Than what you got now?
Yep.
You had a better offer for Cousins two days ago?
Talk to those agents. What they say.
Welcome back to The Defo Show.
I don't know if I ever completed this thought earlier this morning. I started talking about the Thrill in Manila. It was called by, like, David Frost, and James Brown was doing the color commentary, along with Red Fox.
Yeah.
One of the greatest legendary fights of all time. And I believe I did mention that Donald Trump will be doing the color commentary on this Evander Holyfield thing against the former UFC star taking place at the Hard Rock. We gave some tickets away for that. And I believe that Sarah Huckabee Sanders will also be on hand to clarify Trump's remarks. So that'll be an interesting thing for the director to contend with when she has to jump in and go, no, I didn't mean to say that. What are you talking about, Joe? You're crazy. By the way, your paper's going to be out of business tomorrow. I loved Huckabee Sanders. She was great. What a circus. All right, anyway, that's happening Saturday night at the Hard Rock. Donald Trump doing color commentary on a boxing match. It was great giving tickets away for that thing. A lot of people wanted to go. That was a very popular number on the show, Luby. All right, speaking of which, it'll be popular tomorrow to be out at Gulfstream Park. We love it out there on a Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday. Jersey Kyle going to be on the scene. The gambling gourmet Mike Mayo and other special guests. Our handicappers get underway as well with the professor and also Mark Lawrence scheduled to be with us. And you have to find out from the Greek if he's sending in any cash on his thing. I know he has a good opinion, but you can catch him at 3 o'clock today, too. The Greek could be a part of that configuration. We'll see you tomorrow at 6 as we leave you on that.
The time.
And thanks for tuning in, everybody. We really do appreciate the support here on the show. It's 10:01.
Let's go to eat a damn snack.
Look what they've done to my show.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.